Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta features 426 guest rooms, 16,000 square feet of meeting and event space, several dining options, including art bar, a gastro pub serving locally inspired fare and cocktails, along with an indoor-outdoor swimming pool and patio, 11 landscaped acres of walking trails, and a convenient location to all the attractions located north of Atlanta. Visit www.sonesta.com/Gwinnett Place to learn more about what we have to offer for your next getaway, meeting, or event. Tired of being frustrated and stressed with administrative tasks in your business? Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief. We handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. We handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit and worker comp reporting, and more. Locally owned and operated with over 30 years of payroll experience. We don't just process payrolls, we build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios in Atlanta, it's time for Gwinnett Business Radio, spotlighting business leaders in our area. Gwinnett Business Radio is brought to you by Faratech. Faratech, great people, remarkable service.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Gwinnett Business Radio from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studio here in the beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. I'm alongside the beautiful, and I mean beautiful, Stephen Julian. Hello, Stephen.
What's up, Mike?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
It's been a long time since I've been called beautiful, I think.
What was the story you were telling this morning about making money off your kid? What's going on there?
Oh, man. Are you going to let me do a quick shout out?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
Anyone go to, there's my middle son, Zach, has his own YouTube channel. He is called the Diamond Decepticon. He does all these different YouTube videos of him playing Transformers and Minecraft and other stuff. He put out a channel update and he offered with his own money to buy a $10 Amazon gift card for anyone, for the person who helped him get the most new subscribers in this month of October. So everyone go to YouTube, check out the Diamond Decepticon, and look for his latest video, which has he and I, and it's a cash challenge is what it's called. Watch it, and then I'm trying to get the most subscribers for him so that I can get 10 bucks back of my own teenager's money.
From your own kid.
And one business contact commented on it and said, are you going to give it to me or what? I've decided I'm going to take that $10 and set up a trust for all parents of teenagers to try and give them back at least a little bit of teenager money.
Use your little financial planning.
Yeah, exactly.
Expertise.
We're going to turn that $10 into $1 million and we're going to take care of as many parents of teenagers because we know what a drain they are on our finances.
Yeah.
We love them, but man, they drain. But it's his own money. So Diamond Decepticon, go look it out, become a subscriber, and tell him, tell Zach that his dad sent them.
I think you just won the contest.
Wow, that was awesome. Thanks for the free plug.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, we've got a couple businesses we want to highlight today. One is the Sonesta Hotel, which is where we're located.
Yep.
It would be nice if I had my papers in order.
I've thrown you off here with this.
No.
You weren't expecting much stuff.
Some big news regarding the Sonesta, and we're going to talk with Mark Sherwin, Executive VP of Operations, about that later on in the show. But joining us first from Homestar Financial Corporation is Jay Millwood. He's the branch manager. And Jay, thanks for joining us here in the studio.
Very welcome. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you. Tell us about Homestar Financial Corporation. What does your company do?
Homestar Financial Corporation is a mortgage lender. We're a direct mortgage lender. We are currently, the owner of the company showed me, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to publish this, but we're only a few loans behind the number one lender for all loans in Georgia. Our home offices are in Gainesville, Georgia. We have over 650 employees. We have tons of mortgage loan officers scattered throughout the nation. We're a pretty big deal. And we've been tooting our own horn for the last couple of years about growing, massive growth, over $1 billion worth of loans produced last year. A lot of families getting into homes. Our slogan is the easiest way home. And that's one of our core values. Everything else that we do comes out of trying to be the easiest way home so that people can own their own home. It's a big deal, you know?
Jay, I'm gonna let you drop a little knowledge on me and the rest of our listeners because you started by saying that you are a direct lender.
Mm-hmm.
I would imagine that's something that differentiates you from a lot of other mortgage companies. Can you explain what it means to be a direct lender?
I sure can. Thank you, Stephen. So a direct lender is different than a mortgage broker. Mortgage brokers will find wholesale channels to broker out the loans to. The direct lender status is important to consumers because a Homestar employee takes the information initially, processes the loan. Homestar employee is the underwriter. Homestar employee is the closer, funder, everything. And so when we close that loan, we are Homestar. We're the lender for that. That's important for a consumer. We are beginning to service our own loans. So we're not only are we a direct lender that's producing these loans and from start to finish in our name, with everyone that touches it being a Homestar employee, and frankly, under Homestar's control, which is important because a mortgage process, mortgage transaction is not easy. It became a little too easy at a certain time.
Yeah, we won't talk about that time. That's yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We'll just move forward. Let's move forward. And I do like to, you know, explain it that way though. The pendulum swung too easy. And then it swung a little too difficult. I mean, really too difficult. And now we're about where it should be. I really do believe that. I was telling you guys I've been doing this since 1996 personally. And before that, I was a real estate agent. Before that, my mother has been a real estate agent and broker for her over 40 years. The real estate industry is in my blood. I love it. And I consider this stuff all the time. This is what I live and breathe. And what I mean by that is that, yes, it's almost right where it should be. It's still a little too difficult. So let's just go ahead and say that.
But you can walk your clients through all that and help make it a painless process.
No.
Okay. Wait, which? Painless or walking your clients all the way through that?
Painless.
Okay.
Because
less painful.
Less painful. Thank you. That's right. And, you know, the expertise that me, my team, my staff, the staff that I oversee and manage is really good. I've got a lot of good people that are passionate about it, just like I am. That's why they're on my team. That's why they stick around. So because of the passion. So with that passion, we look to the consumer. We love this stuff. And the consumers get that energy. The borrowers get that energy. And they do know that while this is really annoying, I have already sent you a bank statement. And we sometimes forget to say, yeah, but it says 6 of 6 pages and we got 4. I know it says blank. I'm so sorry. But, you know,
right.
It's painful for that little thing. But, yes, we make it less painful.
It's funny. She says that because my mom got a mortgage a couple of years ago. Same thing. Bank statement. There were a couple blank pages.
Yes.
We need to have the blank pages.
CURS compliance in all financial services, right? So, So one question that I want to ask you is, I think a lot of times when people approach a real estate transaction, they concentrate so much on the property. They concentrate so much on the house. What does the kitchen look like? And they look at all that kind of stuff. What do they need to be doing as they're looking at the property when it comes to their mortgage? Because I think the mortgage is almost an afterthought, and that's a mistake. And I'm sure you're going to agree with me on that because you're passionate about it. What do they need to be thinking about while they're looking for the property to be in the best position as the mortgage is starting?
You know, Stephen, you're a wealth management professional.
Yes, technically. Well, I'm not allowed to talk about that.
You are correct until you get to the word professional.
Professional.
But, thanks, there Mike.
So with that in mind, through my growth as a financial industry person, some different licensing with the Series 6, 63, blah, blah, the things that, you know, that matter to folks like yourself and to us too, I learned that the choices financially are driven by the emotions first for a lot of people. And so I thought of it like this. When I go to Sears, do I buy the warranty or do I not? And I like to consider my client's perception of that question. And when they ask me, which insurance policy should I choose? We don't offer insurance, but we're helping with the whole thing. Should I get a $5,000 deductible? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Is this what I'm supposed to do? I answer them with that question so that they can. That's what I mean is that the Series 6 and 63 stuff I haven't kept up with, but the concept of we're going to have an interview and we're going to figure out how you feel about what you want to accomplish. And so I do try to do that. in this mortgage industry. I don't just drive direct because I know what's best fiscally for the clients. I try to figure out where they're coming from and are they going to pay the loan off? Do they really want to pay the loan off, or do they just want to have a roof over their heads and be comfortable and hope that the equity growth happens like it probably will, or are they going to pay it off? So that's sometimes how I, that's always how I drive what I guide my clients with.
We're talking with Jay Millwood with Homestar Financial Corporation. I think we're already finding out, Stephen, how Jay is different from the others because we're 5 minutes or so into the interview. We haven't even talked about the products yet. So
yep,
there's a lot of different.
Talked a lot of passion.
So let's get to some of the products. There's a lot of different loans out there that are available. Talk about the different types of loans that you guys offer.
Yeah. Just before I do that, I do want to still try to answer Stephen's question about what people should think about when it comes to the mortgage process.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where I was headed with the concept of it is client driven. So with that in mind, the client drives to what product we should choose. We do at Homestar, we do all the five loans that you think we should do. We do conventional, FHA, VA, USDA, my current favorite, jumbo. My commercial that I give to the real estate agents is, who wants to be a million-dollar club after two sales? Yeah, me too. So that's the jumbo loans. So those are the five major products. All of them are driven by what type of mortgage insurance goes along with them. So the mortgage insurance part of, on top of the principal and interest, is what differentiates the different products. So in a conventional world, it's they're either Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac loans, and the private mortgage insurance that goes along with it is what makes that loan a conventional or no mortgage insurance. So jumbos and conventionals are the only ones that cannot or have the ability to not have mortgage insurance with them. The FHA is going to have FHA mortgage insurance that is backed by the federal government. That's kind of an interesting topic for us and how those interest rates are different and changed. When I, earlier in my career, conventional rates were the same, possibly a little bit lower than FHA rates. The guidelines for a conventional loan are more difficult to meet than an FHA loan. So therefore, back then, it was smarter for an investor to invest. When I say investor, I'm talking about the people that buy the million-dollar blocks, wherever, we don't see those people, but anyways. So those investors had a safer investment on a conventional loan with more stringent guidelines. Then all of a sudden, the stated income, stated assets thing got thrown into that. And it's taken a while for that private mortgage insurance portion to regain its footing and be as safe and secure as the government-backed FHA mortgage insurance. So today's world, that's my, let's call it, brief explanation on why an FHA rate, interest rate, is actually cheaper than a conventional rate. So FHA, conventional, VA, of course, you need to be a veteran, a spectacular loan for all veterans. The government with the Veterans Administration gets complaint after complaint after complaint for the Veterans Administration. The mortgage insurance program that they put into place for veterans is spectacular. So way to go, federal government, whoever put that thought into place. Go ahead, Stephen.
Mike, I think he just answered both of our questions. He went back to mine and he answered yours about the different products he offers.
Well done. He did, yes.
That's an award-winning answer right
there.
And
I feel like Jay has forgotten more than I'll ever know about the mortgage industry. It's kind of intimidating, but
it's a good thing he's a branch manager.
It's a good reason
at Homestar Financial
to use Jay. What are some of the criteria that the homeowners, that potential homeowners need to meet to be able to get a mortgage these days?
Exactly. That's the heart of every client's biggest question when they come to me. Number one, they're scared they're not going to ask the right questions because they don't know. They just don't know what questions to ask. And so them, a client, understanding what they should do to be prepared to buy a home, put a roof over their heads, and hope for equity growth and all the benefits that come from that. The most important things that I can consider right now to put out there for you guys is that credit history is vital. If you don't make your monthly payments on time, and that means within 30 days of the due date. So we actually have some leeway, most of us consumers know that we're going to have to pay a late fee if we pay our credit card one day after it's due. It's not going to report on your credit report until it's 30 days past due. So just hang in there. If you do make a late payment, understand that when I pull a credit report, that late payment may not show up because it wasn't 30 days late. So paying your payments within 30 days of the due date is the most important thing when it comes to buying a house. I say that because I assume that if you want to buy a house, you already have a job. So at the heart of it, there's basically four big components. We got income, credit, assets, and property. So for the client, what they're considering is what they should work on is their income. It's got to be stable. Do I have a two-year history of working? Doesn't have to be in the same industry. I can start a new job this week. I can do your mortgage. But working for more than 2 years, 24 months, then we go from the income to the credit. And that credit thing is the more unknown that changes and varies for most people.
Mike, you said that he was describing me until he got to professional. He was describing you being able to get into a house.
That's right.
Until he got to working. Because you have said that this is not really
working. I got to have a job.
Yeah.
Okay.
We love the mic, right?
Right.
That's his new slogan.
Love the mic and don't cough on the mic.
You've heard the acronym for job, J-O-B, just over broke.
There you go.
Yeah. Until you work for yourself. Then you're just bringing in the riches.
Preach. Come on. All right. Go ahead.
You need to get your ducks in order.
Yeah.
Really, and if they're not sure if they have them in order or not, talk to you and you'll walk them through that.
And for heaven's sakes, send all six pages of your bank statement, not four, right?
Well, you know, it's okay. It's okay, you know, because there's a lot going on.
Right.
There's a lot of moving parts, a lot of cogs in the wheels.
And part of what they're working with you for is to deal with the small, making sure they dot every I and cross every T. I mean, that's really what you're helping them do.
And underwriter, the compliance people, dot your I's and cross your T's. That's why they're here.
And I mean, this might be one of the ways, even in the way you go back to your clients and have to tell them, hey, you only sent four instead of six. Just the fact that you're going, I'm sorry, I know it's frustrating.
Yeah.
Even in those kind of conversations, that's probably a way you can separate yourself from some of your competition, because some of the competition is like, yeah, you only send four pages, you need to send, you know, or just send an email or just send it once and then complain that they're not responding. I mean, staying on top of things. And it's literally at times either sometimes you need to hold someone's hand. Sometimes you need to pat them on the back. Sometimes you need to go, I completely understand. I'm in this every day and I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So let's just make the best of this situation.
Yes. Mike, he is a professional.
Wow. All right. And Mike,
do not blow his ego up right now. And, you know, his head won't fit through the door on the way out.
All right. So now because of that, I get to ask the next question.
All right.
So, we always ask business owners, and you've been doing this since 1996, so you've probably got thousands of stories. You've got tons of stories. Can you either point out one, or can you point out the moment in so many of those stories where it drives the passion for what you do? You know, kind of talk about some of the success of your clients.
Yeah, Stephen, that is the reason for the passion. Blessing that I had to be placed into the real estate industry from an early age and to grow and develop into this stuff is so important to me because of what Stephen just asked. The moment in time so often when someone didn't think they could buy a house, but yet were closing and their U-Haul is putting stuff, their friends are putting stuff in the house while we're at the closing because, frankly, they didn't send all the bank statements and we're closing 3 days later. Mm-hmm. That happens so often. Now, again, we do our absolute best to manage that. We really do. We communicate with the real estate agents who will motivate the clients that are thinking about all the other things that Stephen was talking about. When it comes to this house stuff, it's so much more important to the wife of, do I have the sofa that I want? Do I have to live with the one I've already got? Those are the things that clients of mine and my team has. And us being able to communicate with them, the real estate agent, knowing which triggers to try to push, that happens most of the time, to get them to the point that they want to be. And that is when the magic has happened. It's when it didn't look like it was going to work, but because of my underwriter's expertise, because of one of my assistant's expertise, because of the loan officer going, whoa, I know the money Bible said that, sort of, but how about this? And that is why Homestar is important to clients. We're in Gainesville, Georgia. My sales pitch to anyone that wants to, any real estate agent that's trying to get a person approved that might not could be or should be easy, talked about it to the clients, to professionals in the industry. Why Homestar is different is because of the ownership and the culture that's built down and the desire to be able to say yes, specifically to the letter of the money Bible. And so when I can get to the head of operations and say, this underwriter is mistaken, can't we get this way? Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great idea, Jay. Or the underwriter says, I know you sent it to me this way, mortgage loan officer, but if we do it this way, it's a little bit better for the consumer. That stuff is why I'm passionate about it, because of the people around me. And we get people into their homes without having to hammer and nail their own to do-it-yourself mortgages. So the magic happens like that.
I'm just impressed that Jay has a money Bible. I bet you don't have a money Bible, do you, Steven?
Oh, no, there's a money Bible.
There's a money Bible.
Yeah, my Gutenberg money Bible.
I got you. Jay, I feel like there's so many questions I could ask that we don't even have time to get to. I feel like we could talk for another hour. So as we wrap things up, what else about Homestar would you like to share before we part ways today? Never, not that we won't see each other again. That probably came out the wrong way.
You have one last shot, Jay. You better get it all in.
Before we kick you out of the studio, is there anything else you want us to know? What do we not get to today that you really would like to maybe promote about Homestar?
All right. So here it goes.
I feel like he's planned for this.
This elevator sales pitch. I'm a professional. Hey, we're professionals.
Amen.
Elevator sales pitch. Here we go. Take one. If you think you want to buy a house, you are already pre-qualified for me to call you back. So that's my thing. The thing I want you to know about Homestar is if you think you want to buy a house and you think you want the easiest explanation as to what it's going to take to get there, just call me, just text me, just email me. I can help you make it easy so that all of the other things that are absolutely going to happen in your mind when you're moving into your house and trying to get there, you don't lose your mind and you don't get so frustrated with the process that you stop.
You're selling peace of mind.
I am. And yes. Is it the financial industry or not, Stephen?
Yeah,
I mean, absolutely. That's the mortgage is a financial tool. Thank goodness our country years ago after the Great Depression figured out how to do long-term mortgages.
Helping people make good financial decisions with the information they have in front of them and that you know that they don't know that you bring to them and help them learn about.
And you know what, Stephen? Things that you and I know that happen with the cogs and the wheels, that they don't have to consider. They're welcome to consider.
Sure.
I will answer any question that you want item by item. But you don't. If you just want to know drive-out prices,
right?
And if you're comfortable with that, I'm more than happy to help you with that. And if you want to get detailed, I'm the expert that can help you get there.
Trey, I feel like we made a love connection today between Steven and Jay. I feel like a third wheel here.
No, you're Chuck Woolery. Okay. We'll be back in 2 and 2.
Well, 2 and 2, right?
I don't know how he did it. I didn't watch it all that
He did
much.
It multiple ways, actually. Yeah. It was, yeah.
Yeah.
He had 7 different styles.
I think it was a game show gang sign. I don't know.
Anyway. We'll have to ask Wink Martindale, you know, because he was the leader of the
party. All right. We've had a Wink Martindale reference here on Gwinnett Business Radio. So that leads up to our final question, of course, for those that would like to have that conversation with you, Jay, how can they get in touch with you and where can they find out more information about Homestar?
Okay. If you're listening to this, you're probably on the internet or have access to a web browser. You can type in right now, www.jay-m as in Mary, T as in Tom, G as in golf.com, j-mortgage.com, abbreviation for mortgage. Also, if you want to text, call me, 404-673-9503. It can be you, it can be your family member, anybody that thinks they want to buy a house, I would like to talk to you and help you.
Great. Well, Jay, thank you for coming by this morning. Great to meet you. Continued success at Homestar. And thank you for coming by and sharing this great information.
You're very welcome. Thank you so much for having me.
Jay Millwood with Homestar Financial Corporation here on Gwinnett Business Radio.
Mike, before we continue the love fest with our next interview, which I know we love the people from Sonesta, I want to remind everybody, when it comes to love, I guess maybe who's your favorite game show host? Maybe it was Wink Martindale or Chuck Woolery or Gene Rayburn or Richard Dawson, the original Family Feud. But when it comes to love, we know that love is what makes a Subaru, and our show comes from the Subaru of Gwinnett Studios. Our listeners can get big savings and enjoy a hassle-free experience at Subaru of Gwinnett, where people, real people, sell cars. Visit SubaruofGwinnett.com and join their family today. Come in and see the difference, or maybe, like some great game show host, maybe you're already a Subaruist. Then follow Subaru of Gwinnett's Facebook page for the latest Subaru offers, news, and community events.
Man, I love how you did that. Nice job.
Thanks. I love the way you lead this award-winning show, and I love the way you're going to do this next interview.
Actually, we've got some great news with the Sonesta folks here. And of course, as you know, we broadcast from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio in the beautiful Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel. They have got some expansion going on, some exciting news regarding not just the company, but this specific hotel. So earlier today, we had a chance to talk with Executive Vice President of Operations, Mark Sherwin, with Sonesta International Hotels Corporation. And here's that interview from earlier today. Mark, it's great to have you back here in the studio. Good to see you again.
Thank you. Same here. Always great to be back in Atlanta, and in particular, Gwinnett County.
Coming down from the corporate office because you've got some exciting news, a little dual branding going on with Sonesta. Tell us what's going on with the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel.
Yes, thank you very much. Actually, some exciting news for the Sonesta ES Suites brand globally. We just picked up 14 different additional locations across the United States. And our new hotel here adjacent to the Gwinnett Sonesta Gwinnett Place will be our 15th that we're adding since the beginning of the summer. Very exciting. It will be our first dual-branded property. So we'll have two brands, the Sonesta Gwinnett Place and the Sonesta ES Suites Gwinnett Place, under one roof right here in Gwinnett County.
What is the difference? Obviously, that would be the question. The Sonesta ES Suites, what does that bring to the table?
Yes, the Sonesta Gwinnett Place is a full-service hotel. So currently servicing business transient guests, group customers, large catering events, weddings, large conventions, meetings, those types of things. The addition of the Sonesta ES Suites is specifically focused on those guests spending five nights or more in a hotel room. So these guests typically are either on relocation, special project, or in some cases, temporary assignment at a local corporation. So it is geared towards the extended stay guest, someone who's looking for a little bit more space, a little bit more personalized service, and certainly a little bit more of a residential feel.
Is this unique in the industry, or is this something where the industry is seeing things trending in that direction?
Yeah, it is certainly one of the trends that we're seeing across the industry as different products look for multiple uses and ways to leverage the type of return that they're getting from certain assets. This particular hotel, quite frankly, was expanded back in the mid-90s in anticipation of the Olympic Games back in 1996. Mm-hmm. And we added an additional tower, bringing it up to 426 guest rooms. Over time, that may not have been the optimum use for this particular asset. So we then took one of the towers and repositioned it as an extended stay tower, adding extended stay suites, which include an efficiency, a studio, and a one-bedroom suite to take care of the extended stay customer, which we're seeing as a trend both here in Atlanta and throughout the United States.
Okay, so I've never been in an extended stay suite, so I walk through the doors. What am I going to find?
It's your home away from home. You're going to have more square footage. You're going to have a kitchen, which includes all of the conveniences, including stovetop, microwave, full-size refrigerator, dishwasher. You have living space in addition to the bedroom area. It also includes complimentary breakfast. It does include all the services that you would expect at home. We'll even go out and shop for you and put your groceries in your refrigerator for you if you'd like.
Well, that really is a home away from home. I'm assuming you guys did all the studies before you made this transformation. Typically, how long will someone stay in one of these types of suites?
Yeah, the way our pricing works is whether you stay a night a week or a month. And quite frankly, we have guests that stay for 6 months or longer in some of our extended stay suites. And quite frankly, based on the very attractive pricing of some of our suites, it's almost better than having your own apartment, because we take care of all of your details. You don't have to worry about setting up your phone. You don't have to worry about setting up your cable TV. All of the conveniences of home are located right here.
I would say it is better than maybe an apartment. And so you're under one roof, so you get to use all the amenities that the hotel has to offer.
All of the services. So you can get daily maid service if you'd like. Obviously, we change your sheets. We give you fresh towels. But then you have all of the additional amenities that are associated with the Sonesta Gwinnett Place. And that includes restaurants, lounge, fitness center, indoor-outdoor pool, room service. All of those types of amenities that a full-service hotel might provide. You now gain those benefits, but at the same time, have the additional space that an extended stay hotel would provide you.
So the Atlanta property here is the first in the Sonesta family to do this.
It is.
Why did you choose Atlanta?
Well, a couple things. Great demographics here in Atlanta. Certainly a booming, dynamic marketplace. We're excited about this particular location just because of the footprint that we have and the ability to do that. Quite frankly, we did it in midstream. So the construction happened while our full service hotel was still operating. Because the hotel is located or situated on two different towers, we were able to close down the tower and convert that tower to an extended stay hotel without any impact or disruption to our other guests.
So it seems like it was easier to do it here maybe than some other properties you had.
It was easier. And we do feel that that is the trend. If you look around the lodging industry here in the Northwest segment of Atlanta, you see a lot of what's commonly referred to as select service or limited service hotels. And people are looking for good value. So these types of hotels typically don't provide all the additional services like bellman and doorman and room service and restaurants and lounges. So their average rates can tend to be a little bit lower, and people look for those types of benefits. And so you saw a lot of competition popping up, and a lot of our local clients, our corporate clients, have moved a lot of their business to some of those types of hotels. Now they can have the best of both worlds here at Sonesta in Gwinnett Place, because you have the extended stay product as well as the full service product.
We're talking with Mark Sherwin, with Sonesta International Hotels Corporation, the Executive VP of Operations. So I guess you're going to keep a close eye on how things go here before you decide maybe to expand this to some of the other properties?
Absolutely. We would anticipate that we're going to have very good results. In fact, we just had a introductory party a week or so ago with an Oktoberfest theme, and had close to 100 of our top clients here in the hotel. And they got a little bit of a preview of our suites, which frankly are coming online as of November 10th. So they will be available for sale as of November 10th. But the preliminary feedback from the customers was very, very positive. People are excited about the freshness, the newness. Part of our brand positioning is the three B's. It's all about the bedding, having a great bed. It's all about the boldness of the colors. And it's all about bandwidth, making sure that the experience, whether it's Wi-Fi or internet or your cable TV, is equal to the service that you might have at home. Again, reinforcing that home away from home positioning.
When is the ribbon cutting? When will it actually be open to the public, the Sonesta ES Suites?
The week of November 10th. So it will not be a phased opening. So at that point in time, the entire tower will be open, and we'll be look forward to welcoming our guests. One of the baselines of the brand positioning for Sonesta ES Suites is being surprisingly different. And that, quite frankly, has to do with what we would call an everyday surprise. So there will be everyday surprises. We will offer, in addition to our complimentary breakfast in the morning, we will have evening socials. And so there's complimentary beer and wine and snacks and hors d'oeuvres 3 nights a week where our guests can interact with a lot of the hotel management, but also meet some of their other guests and just have a relaxing end to their business day.
That sounds great. So a lot of coolness to the new ES Suites. For you personally, when you walk in one of these suites, what's maybe the wow factor for you? Maybe something, you do a little bit of a double take. That is so awesome.
Yeah. Number one, it's a personalized, customized approach. Because our guests stay with us for an extended period of time, when you typically walk into a hotel, you are greeted and someone might say, "How may I assist you?" When I walk into a Sonesta ES Suites, it's, "Welcome back, Mark. How was your day?" Because we know our guests personally, because they've been with us a week, a month, or longer. I think the other wow factor is just the brightness and the cheerfulness of the decor package. It truly is a breath of fresh air. And what we've done as we've converted this hotel here in Gwinnett, but also the other 14 hotels that we recently acquired, we will totally reimagine them with new decor, new open spaces, the ability to work, play, relax in one location, and truly be a home away from home.
Wow. Exciting news. I know you're just excited to talk about it. We're glad you're able to come here and tell us about what's going on.
Thank you. It's always terrific. Gwinnett County has been great to Sonesta since our entry into the market almost 4 years ago. And so we're looking forward to continuing that contribution and continuing that partnership with the local community.
Wonderful. Continued success.
Thanks very much for having me.
Mark Sherwin with the Sonesta International Hotels Corporation. All right. I want to thank both our guests for joining us today here on Gwinnett Business Radio. Jay Millwood with Homestar Financial Corporation and Mark Sherwin with Sonesta International Hotels Corporation. Also, before we go.
Yes.
I want to remind everybody, let them know about an exciting thing coming up. If you're listening to the show this month, which is happens to be October of 2017, if you're listening to the podcast after October of 2017, you've kind of missed it.
For this year.
But the Yacht Rock Review, local band, apparently very popular. They have the greatest show on surf and the finest tributes of 70s and 80s light rock to ever perform anywhere. And they're doing a tribute to concert for charity. And we want to help get the word out. They sail into Newtown Park Amphitheater in Johns Creek under the stars for a live one-night-only concert, rocking charity performance, Saturday, October 14th. The concert benefits the Summit Counseling Center, which provides professional counseling to underserved children, not undeserved children, but underserved children, teens and adults who can't otherwise afford help. Tickets are now available at summitrocks.tix.com. That's Summit with two M's and one T, summitrocks.tix.com.
Well done.
Yes.
Now, that was for someone who's listening very recently on the podcast or waiting until next year. I've got something that I want to tell our listeners about that is good anytime they hear this. I don't care if you hear this now. I don't care if you hear it a year from now, in May, in July, doesn't matter. If you are tired of at work and you own a company and you're tired of being frustrated and stressed with all the administrative tasks in your business, then you need to visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call them at 404-410-0031. That is because Proactive Payroll rocks payroll and provides relief to businesses and especially business owners and business leaders. They handle your payroll needs simply and efficiently, allowing you more time to work on growing your business. They handle tax reporting and payments, direct deposits, benefit, and worker comp reporting and more. Don't just process payrolls. They build relationships. Visit proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031. And I will make a promise for Tom Martin and the other people at Proactive Payroll. If you call them, anyone you talk to at Proactive Payroll can help you with anything when it comes to your payroll. So go to proactivepayroll.rocks or call 404-410-0031.
They rock. You rock.
Amen.
We've been giving a lot of rocking today. And
the Love Fest is about to end, but it will continue.
And we'll listen to the Yacht Rock Review.
Exactly.
While we're at it. Okay, reminder, you can listen to this show anytime, 24-7, by going to GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com.
Right. The Love Fest continues at GwinnettBusinessRadioX.com.
Yeah, now we're pushing it a little bit.
Okay.
You can also listen to any of our other episodes anytime by going to the website. Also, follow us on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. Also, subscribe to our shows on iTunes. Love us and subscribe to iTunes. Want to thank Trey for a great job putting us on the air. And as we say our goodbyes, we want to remind you that Trey wants to remind you.
To be the man, you got to beat the man. Woo!